So I talked last week about how compassion helps us work with difficulty, helps us not lose heart when the going gets tough, and helps us stay resilient. So I want to continue this theme of resiliency and talk today about how mindfulness helps us. And the beauty of compassion and kindness, and compassion we can think of as kindness towards pain, is that instead of moving away from pain, compassion helps us move towards it. And whether it's ourselves or someone else, when we move towards the pain, we feel a deep connection. Seeing someone's pain or our pain is a way of connecting deeply, seeing a person deeply, really seeing their heart. And it's so real. And so, compassion, we join with someone's pain without merging with it. We stay buoyant. We can't help somebody if we're lost in their pain. But we join them. And we feel their pain. We stay buoyant because the connection we feel with them, is so heartening. And so we can then infuse mindfulness practice with that quality of compassion and kindness. And really, the best mindfulness practice is kindfulness practice, where we're aware of whatever's happening and we move closer. We move closer with kindness and interest. And so resiliency is this ability to feel our emotions, feel our difficulty, and not lose heart, actually come back to balance, and openness. And so, how do we stay open when there's grief or fear or sadness or anger or despair? It's hard to stay open. How do we not lose heart? Compassion's one way, mindfulness is another. The key to resiliency, we could say, is recognizing that emotions, just like everything else, are naturally flowing. We could think of an emotion. I really like to break the word apart. You have E followed by motion. And E is energy. Emotion is energy that wants to move if we let it. We typically lock into our emotions, kind of freeze them in place. By getting completely lost in the story of them. The hardest time to realize that we're thinking about something, the something isn't actually happening in this moment, we're thinking about it. And we can get that, when we're meditating and we realize, there's thoughts. When there's emotion, our thoughts have a deeply magnetic pull, where we really believe they're happening. And mindfulness is the kindness of realizing in the midst of an emotional storm that, oh, I'm thinking and I'm feeling. Whatever I'm thinking about isn't right here in the room with me. I'm conjuring it. And this all by itself is a huge gift to our resiliency, because then we recognize, oh, there's a big drama in my heart, in my mind. But actually, it's sort of like a movie. And when I wake up to the movie, I drop into my body with kindness. I realize I'm conjuring it. Our difficulty takes energy to maintain. We keep feeding it. We don't realize we're caught in the movie. But it's really, you know, it's when we wake up to our emotions and we realize we're conjuring it. It's sort of like stepping out of the TV box. And then you can just sort of observe and watch what your mind is doing. So it's really powerful when we wake up in an emotion. The metaphor doesn't exactly fit because we don't wake up apart from the emotion. We wake up inside the emotion, inside our body. And we realize within the emotion, there's space. And there's other things happening in our mind and heart and body. When the thoughts have that magnetic pull, we think that's the only thing happening. So with mindfulness, resiliency comes from recognizing we're lost in our thoughts, we're lost in the drama, and we can drop out of our minds and into our bodies. We can drop into nowness. Part of being able to do this is to trust our pain. We resist it. Compassion allows us to move closer. Mindfulness allows us to move closer. But we need to be willing, really big picture, to trust that our pain means something. One of the turning points in my life was when I was in my mid-20s, early 20s. I was halfway through college, so it's probably 21. I'd taken a gap year. And somebody literally kind of saved my life psychically. I wasn't suicidal, but I was having a very difficult time in college, and I had seen a couple of different therapists. It wasn't a good fit. And then I met this one woman, and she, within 2 minutes, had touched something in me that I had not ever been able to touch inside myself in my life. And she just said to me, I told her what was going on, and she just said, "You're in so much pain." And I don't know why, but that was the key that unlocked my heart. I just started bawling. But she was giving me the keys to my heart, because I kept, as a young man, trying so hard to do anything but feel my pain. And she gave me complete and total permission to go there, but also communicated the confidence that it was going to be workable, because she just waded right in and touched my heart where it had not been touched before. I couldn't have done that myself. So we need, and this completely redirected my life. I went from being so externally focused, how do I look, what am I doing, what am I achieving, to really feeling my actual experience and then building from there. And so she turned my head, she turned my heart, and it was all about trusting whatever I was going through was there for whatever reason, but I needed to trust it and learn from it. And trusting our pain is so important. It makes us so human. You know, grief is something we shun. We want to avoid it. And yet grieving is the way we let go when there's loss in our life. We need to grieve and we need to trust it. And it makes us so open, so humble. A lot of you might know this Leonard Cohen song, Anthem. Every heart to love will come, but like a refugee. Ring the bells that can still ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Our pain makes us so open, so humble, so human. The key is how to stay open and not get swept away. So just, you know, if there's anything you're struggling with in your life, just open to it for a second and feel your body. The basic thing you need to do with this emotion is accept it more and believe it less. Whatever you're feeling, accept it. But don't believe it. It's just the emotional truth of the moment, and emotional truths change. So we honor it, we accept it, we allow it. And how do we not get swept away? Well, first of all, it's recognizing it's a thought world. It's not actually happening. So that's helpful. The key also is, well, there's three keys, the three secrets for emotional wisdom are sensation, sensation, sensation. Whatever emotion, you know, you might be contemplating now, notice, does it have a body charge? Is there a sensation that it's manifesting in the body? This is what allows us to be open but not swept away. The story is where we get swept away. We acknowledge the story, and then we stay in our body. If any sensation with the emotion isn't obvious, now feel your breath. And if you do this, if you stay in your body and you keep feeling your body, it becomes energy that wants to move. Emotions arise, swell, crest, and dissipate all on their own. So we don't so much have to let go of an emotion. We actually need to go towards it and then wake up inside of it and feel the body and let its natural dance happen. And then the emotion resolves itself. And that's resilience. And then it's so cool. We don't have to do much with our emotions, but be kind to them and be mindful of them. And then they let go of us. We don't have to let go of them. So just be curious anytime an emotion arises and move towards it and feel what it's like in the body. And then it will let go of you eventually.